Writing in the journal Developmental Cell this month, researchers led by Dr. Anne Voss and Dr. Tim Thomas at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute in Australia reveal a genetic switch that might explain variations in how severely children are affected by an inherited heart condition called DeGeorge syndrome, which affects roughly one in every 4,000 babies. The condition's caused by a fault in a specific region of human chromosome 22, and many of the symptoms are linked to a loss of a gene in that region called TBX1, although they range from mild to very severe. Even identical twins with the same mutation may have different conditions, suggesting that non-DNA factors are at work. Using a mouse model of DeGeorge syndrome, the researchers discovered that levels of a protein called MOS control the levels of TBX1, which in turn control how severe a child's symptoms are. MOS is an enzyme that adds epigenetic marks to histones, the proteins that package DNA, so it acts independently of mutations in the underlying DNA sequence. Intriguingly, the researchers also found that defects were more severe in mouse pups born to mothers whose diet was rich in vitamin A, but also had low levels of MOS. This research sheds light on the interactions between mutations, epigenetics, and diet, and helps to explain more about the complex factors that underlie birth defects.